health assessment to figure out his fitness for trial. A BC conservation officer says a woman is recovering after she was attacked by a black bear in Anmore. The Conservation Service says the woman was walking home when a black bear came around the corner of her house. The woman tried scaring the bear off, but it eventually bit her. The Abbotsford Canucks beat Texas 3-2 in Game 1. The Canucks and Texas Stars continue Game 2 on Saturday in Abbotsford before their series shifts to the Lone Star State on Monday. And Sunday is National Dinosaur Day. Someone polled 5,000 people and said, would you go to a real-life Jurassic Park? Only 30% said yes, 50% said no, and 20% said they'd have to think about it.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The first play of the $1,000 Minute on the way at 735. Let's give you the answer to question one to help you out on a Friday morning. It is Etch-A-Sketch. The classic toy, the Etch-A-Sketch.
In town tonight at the Rio Theater, Paul Reiser is doing stand-up, his stand-up show. First time ever Paul's been in Vancouver to do stand-up. Our conversation with Paul about Mad About You, Stranger Things, and more coming up in just a few moments. But first, it's Ace of Base. Move 103.5.
I took a page out of your favorite book.
Teddy Swims on Move. Comedian Paul Reiser has been in some of the biggest shows of the last 30 plus years. Stranger Things, The Boys, and of course, Mad About You.
Wait, so we'll go over to Melon's, we'll grab something to eat, and I'll walk you home.
You're sure you don't have a girlfriend?
I have a dog, but he knows I date.
Paul is in town tonight doing stand-up at the Rio Theater, and we talked to him recently, and he told us that of all the big things he's done, what he loves the most is stand-up.
Stand-up is where I started. That was the extent of my plan, such as it is that I was like, I just want to be a stand-up. So when I finally get out to go out and do it again, it's always... You know, it's always fun. And I've never played Vancouver until now. So I'm very excited.
It's interesting the arc of your career doing shows in recent years like The Boys, like Stranger Things. But the foundation, I think, is so much of your comedy and Mad About You and your books. It was about marriage. And I really feel like people over the years have come to look at you as a marriage expert. Do people come to you for marriage advice?
Well, I am the expert. That's very, very true. And I have navigated decades of my relationship flawlessly, as my wife will attest.
Is she with you? Could we put her
on the... Yes, sadly, she's unavailable.
Oh.
She's unavailable.
Tragic.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, she just walked out. She's going to back me up on that. You know what's so fun? What with a great joy, I'm mad about you. We always knew we were doing it well when people would come up to us or people would say to us all the time, they go, oh, you guys must have cameras in my bedroom because we just had that fight yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you talk about stuff that's personal, it always turns out to be the most universal because everybody's going through the same stuff. And I do certainly mind my relationship and my marriage and my relationship with my kids for my stand-up because, as I tell people, I'm not smart enough to make anything up. So all that's left, I'm just going to tell you what happened in my house. And hopefully it's funny and people go, yeah, that sounds like my house. So it's validating for them. But what they don't know is when they're laughing in the audience, I'm on stage going, oh, thank God they're laughing because it's not just me. Okay.
Yeah.
This is very comforting.
You're back for the fifth and final season of Stranger Things later this year. Paul, what would happen to you personally if you just told us what happens?
Well, the great thing about this, and they're very comforted by this, is that people say, what's going to happen next year on Stranger Things? And I tell them the truth. I said, I don't even know what happened last season, and I'm on it. You know what I mean? I don't understand it. So their secrets are safe with me. I couldn't tell you. I can make something up. I can make it up, but you would not be happy.
Okay, so to be clear for our audience, everything has been filmed. It's in the can. So theoretically, you should know the ending. You just don't know the ending.
You know, I know it, but I would be on the set, and I would ask them to explain me what's happening in the scene. And then they would get into such technical jargon. I go, you know what? Don't even bother.
So here's the headline. Here's the headline. Paul Reiser doesn't understand the finale of Stranger Things.
Fair enough. I don't think you can go wrong there.
What are audiences like now when you're doing, when you're doing comedy shows? Do you feel like people are they more vocal now where they will heckle or do they sit back? What are your shows like?
No, you know what I noticed? I started saying this just as sort of a disclaimer. There's so much going on in the world and there's so much tension and so many not great things. And sometimes I would feel kind of silly going up and just making people laugh. And, well, you know, and I'm like, as if I'm ignoring the severity of the world. So I would just go out and make some kind of comment like, hey, I'm not going to talk about anything important tonight. Just so you know, I'm not oblivious. I just want you to know that I won't be talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And people would start clapping like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We're so happy. There is a palpable feeling of relief. Like, we're just going to go out and laugh for an hour and a half, and we're not going to talk about anything serious. Thank God. We're happy to be laughing.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
There'll be a lot of laughing tonight. Paul Reiser at the Rio Theater, riotheater.ca for tickets. There are still a few left for tonight's show. 7:12, what's trending on the way? A crazy Victoria Beckham wedding story.
This is, it's like out of a movie. This doesn't feel like this should be a real story.
That and more on the way before 7:30.
Are you ready for an experience of a lifetime with Katy Perry? Play Nat and Drew's Hot or Cold for your chance to join Nat and Drew in their exclusive suite at Katy Perry.
Hot.
Katy Perry's Lifetimes Tour live in Vancouver with Nat and Drew. Play Nat and Drew's Hot or Cold for a once-in-a-lifetime Katy Perry experience.
We love you guys!
Details at move1035.ca.
It's so embarrassing when everyone's talking about the HBO original The White Lotus, but you haven't watched it because you don't have Crave. And they ask you who your favorite character is, and you say, White Lotus? And then they tell you, that's the name of the hotel.
Switch your phone plan to Bell and get Crave on us, and start streaming The White Lotus, all on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Available on select phone plans when you bring your own phone. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
Welcome to Nissan's Road Trip 101. Step 1, choose the Nissan Sentra. 2, enjoy your fave playlist with Apple CarPlay. 3, head somewhere that doesn't have mosquitoes. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease the Sentra S Plus from only $279 a month for 60 months, including a $1,500 bonus, or the equivalent in an accessory credit, or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. Until June 2nd, on approved credit, value of $25,755, $2,649 down. Conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Introducing Bryan Adams Radio
on iHeartRadio.
Got my first real six string.
Hosted by Bryan Adams himself.
Join me for an insider look on a wild ride through 40 years of global rock and roll.
Bryan Adams Radio.
I'm ready.
Now available on the free iHeartRadio app. Or ask your smart speaker to play Bryan Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Who's ready to rock?
Go, kids wanna rock.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes, because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure, where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus, this year with 7 winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline midnight tonight.
Order today at heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson, and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase.
But now the toughest test awaits, with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th on TSN and TSN Plus.
If your legs have unsightly varicose veins, it can be hard to get excited about shorts season. Fortunately, Siegel Vein Clinic offers effective non-surgical treatments to help your legs look and feel better. Dr. John Siegel and his team have helped thousands of Lower Mainland patients find relief and confidence. And most of their vein treatments are covered by MSP with a referral from your doctor. Short season is here, so why wait? Take the first step towards beautiful and healthier legs. Contact Siegel Vein Clinic in Delta today. SiegelVeinClinic.com.
Some choices make life simple. At Pollock Clinics, we've been perfecting a virtually painless vasectomy designed to optimize your comfort and recovery. The no-needle, no-scalpel technique has been scientifically shown to reduce complications. But we didn't stop there. Our innovative refinements even eliminate the need for metal clips and cautery, meaning no burning to your tissue. Over 75,000 vasectomies and counting. There's no substitute for experience. Visit PollockClinics.com to learn more today.
A star-studded field of golfers.
Rory McIlroy on fire.
Led by our nation's best.
Oh, Canada!
Contend for the Canadian crown.
Oh, my goodness!
The RBC Canadian Open, June 5th to the 8th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Good Friday morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's brought to you by the King of Floors. Join Move 103.5 and me on location this Saturday from 11 to 3 for the massive anniversary sale. King of Floors, Highway 10 in Surrey. Hope to see you tomorrow. All right, this is what we've got going on today, and actually, it's not much. It's kind of a nice Friday morning. One problem, a crash in Richmond, Alderbridge Way, and Shell Road. Smart buys this week at Price Smart Foods include mango boxed cake, just $2.39 each. Visit our new Broadway or King's Crossing store, now open. Weekend weather, we've got some sunny breaks ahead today and Sunday. Looks like some showers on Saturday. For today, the high about 20, right now 13 degrees.
Edmonton moving on to the Stanley Cup Finals, and Victoria Beckham did kind of ruin, no, actually, you know what, I take that back. Did ruin her son's wedding. Details in what's trending.
$1,000 minute at 7:35. Here's Tina Turner. Move 103.5. Good morning.
Time.
1035. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. The Stanley Cup Final is set.
What's trending?
The Edmonton Oilers scored on their first two shots of the game and went on to beat the Dallas Stars 6-3 to advance to the Stanley Cup Final. Here's Connor McDavid after the game last night on TSN.
I think this run has felt different than last year. It's felt very normal. It's felt very, I don't want to say boring because it's not boring at all. But just a little, you know, it hasn't been as emotional.
It is what it is.
Oh, boy.
Like, what abs? Take it or win
we're
or lose.
We're back in the final. Ho hum.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Hockey players. Just the best post game. Just the absolute best.
I don't watch enough post game news conferences, but is that specifically a Connor McDavid thing, do you think? More so than hockey players?
That's definitely his general tone. I think there's a lot of players who kind of have that default setting. Look, you want your players to be, if they win, yes, you want joyous, jubilant celebration.
Yeah.
General run-of-the-mill post-game stuff should be boring. Sure. They're told not to say much. It's just funny in terms yeah. of like the words that
yeah.
he's using
yeah.
to describe this cup run versus last year's. It's kind of boring this time.
He's really dialed it back.
Don't want to raise the hype
exactly.
level too much. So it will be a rematch of last year's final, Edmonton versus Florida. Game one goes Wednesday in Edmonton. One other quick hockey note. The Abbotsford Canucks are in the AHL Western Conference Final. Go Abby. They beat the Texas Stars 3-2 last night. Game two is in Abbotsford tomorrow.
Woo! Very cool. There has been a lot of talk. You've probably heard about this strained relationship between Victoria and David Beckham and their eldest son, Brooklyn, and his wife, Nicole. Now, Brooklyn married Nicole Peltz in 2022, and there actually were some rumblings about this, like, years ago, I guess around when it happened, and then it sort of went away, but now it's back. The full story of what actually happened at the wedding. So Mark Anthony, J-Lo's ex, singer, is a good friend of Victoria and David Beckham's. So he is at the wedding to sing the first song, the first dance, and he invites Brooklyn to come up. So the groom first, please come on down. Then according to witnesses, he then says, Mark Anthony then says, the most beautiful woman in the room tonight?
No.
Come on up, Victoria Beckham.
Oops.
Wow.
And Nicola felt like this was completely planned,
ooh,
done on purpose. And the first dance was with Brooklyn and his mom. And Nicola ran out of the room.
If you're Mark Anthony, how can you even participate in that?
I don't know.
Like, how can you even, like, from the standpoint of, like, maybe you don't realize that this is, like, a total, snow job on the new daughter-in-law, but to say the most beautiful woman in the room and not be referring to the bride? Like, how do you do that?
I don't think it was planned. I think it was a slip. I think it was a mistake. I do.
Or is it possible that Mark Anthony is like, and now the most beautiful woman in the room, and he's getting ready to say Nicola, and all of a
yes.
sudden Victoria Beckham
yes.
is marching to the dance floor.
Yes.
So Victoria's like, he must be talking about
yes.
me.
Posh Spice. Come on down.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
You really like, baby, I can take my time, we don't ever have to fight, just take it step by step, I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies, I can feel that body shake, and the heat between your legs, you've been scared of love, and what it did to you, you don't have to run. Don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming, I feel it coming, babe.
trying to get you high. Fade it off this touch. You don't need a lonely night. So baby, I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you can do. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it gets set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming.
It's the Nat and Drew Show, Move 103.5, with music from the weekend. It's 7:31, and nothing like starting your weekend with an extra $1,000. Time to play the $1,000 Minute.
All right, let's do it right now. Caller 25, 604-280-1035. We'll play after Katy Perry.
With more tickets to see her in our suite at Rogers Arena to give away after 8.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath.
Easy for me to say.
Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got
get approved.
Joanna is hoping to win $1,000 here this morning, just like Andrea did yesterday playing the $1,000 minute, because Joanna is planning a trip to Paris. Is this happening later this summer or later in the year? When are you going to Paris, Joanna?
In October.
Oh, my gosh. Nice.
Autumn in Paris.
That's good. Have you been to Paris before?
Not since 1992.
All right. So, you know what? Maybe a few things have changed, like the price of croissants. But I'm sure it's just going to be just such a great time to go. I'm jealous.
The Mona Lisa has been completely renovated and updated.
Eiffel Tower doesn't look the same.
Totally new.
Refurbished.
You will notice so many changes when you are there.
Does she have Botox? Exactly. Does the Mona Lisa have Botox? Joanna, let's get you $1,000. 1 minute on the clock. We'll ask you 10 questions. You get all 10 right. $1,000 is yours. If not, it is $10 for each correct answer. If you don't know the answer to something, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time.
Sounds good.
Good luck, Joanna. Here we go. $1,000 minute starts now. The magic screen is the original name of what classic toy?
Pass.
What shape is a samosa?
It's a triangle.
Which one of Scooby-Doo's friends usually wears an ascot?
Pass.
Name the two teams in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers.
Wagyu beef originated in what country?
Japan.
If you raised an F note on a piano one semitone, what is it now called?
Pass.
It's actress Idina Menzel's birthday. She was the voice of which sister in the Disney movie Frozen?
Elsa.
What candy had a jingle with the line, "Do you suck them very slowly or crunch them very fast?"
Oh, pass.
Susie Sheep and Rebecca Rabbit, both characters on what children's show?
Pass.
What girl group sang Manic Monday?
The Bengals.
Which one of Scooby-Doo's friends usually wears an ascot?
Fred.
Magic screen, original name of? And have you raised an F note on a piano?
Oh.
I have no idea about music.
If you raise
an F note, half note, I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's F note. It becomes F sharp if you raise it one semitone.
Then.
Yeah. So now you do. Now you know something about music.
I know one thing.
You came.
Well, you knew the Bengals sang Manic Monday. So that, technically, that's two things about music.
Ended up coming back and answering some stuff. So the first five questions you answered correctly. Then we get to the F note question. So remember, it's F sharp. You know you're Frozen. The candy, do you suck them very slowly or crunch them very fast? How did the rest of in my head, I can hear it. It's for...
Do you eat the red ones last?
Yeah, yes. Smarties. It's Smarties. Right. Susie Sheep and Rebecca
Rabbit. The red ones last. That's what it hits.
I always thought that that was code for don't eat the red ones because they're poison when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
You had a conspiratorial mind.
Red dye is kind of poison.
It was the red dye conspiracy that I had as a kid.
Really?
So Smarties was really telling you not to eat them even though they were continuing to put them in the
package. I had no idea about red dye conspiracies when I was 8. Just not on my radar.
And Susie Sheep and Rebecca Rabbit are from Peppa Pig.
You've got 7 out of 10 and $70. There you go, Joanna.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
We'll play the $1,000 minute again at 9:35, the at work edition of the game. You should call in. Give it a go then. $1,000 minute powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Something else you might want to consider calling in for. We have one more pair of Katy Perry tickets to give away for her show in July. These seats are in a suite. And if you don't mind, we'll join you. It's Hot or Cold coming up at 8:05.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. Do you find yourself singing Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman every time you do karaoke with your friends? You're not alone. Billboard has named that song the number one karaoke hit of all time. Tune into Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, for the unbelievable story of Canada's own Shania Twain and Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind all the songs you love.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase.
But now, the toughest test awaits with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th on TSN and TSN Plus.
110 years ago, Save-On Foods opened its doors with one goal, to give our customers a little extra every time they shop. And this week, we're keeping that tradition alive. Shop My Darryl's Canadian Deals at unbelievable prices. And as a special birthday bonus, get a free 110th celebration birthday cake when you spend $110. At Save-On Foods, we always give you a little extra.
Birthday cake offer valid May 29th to 31st only. See in store for details.
Looking for fresh, delicious food and the best coffee in town? Visit Penticton and stop by Still Food Bistro and Cappuccino Bar. Enjoy handcrafted specialty coffee, fresh baked goods, and mouth-watering meals made with local ingredients. Whether you're grabbing breakfast, brunch, or a cozy dinner, we've got something for everyone. Find us in the heart of downtown on colorful Front Street and experience food that fuels your soul. Still Food Bistro, where good food and great coffee come together.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
Attention, Vancouver! Seasons Retirement Communities is now proudly serving you as Seasons Arbutus and Seasons Westbrook Village. Discover a thrilling environment where seniors can stay active, continue learning, and enjoy independence. Visit seasonsretirement.com to learn more today.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
The CHL's ultimate prize is on the line as league champions clash with host Rimouski.
One of the hardest trophies to win in all of hockey.
The 105th Memorial Cup, May 23rd to June 1st on TSN.
Thinking of ways to help your kids get ahead in life? Invest in their future with Atlin at Clayton Crest. Modern presale condos in West Clayton from just $299,990. With the future SkyTrain station steps away and Simon Fraser University and UBC Surrey just 15 minutes from home, you'll be giving them a head start where it counts. They're growing up fast, and this is your chance to help them take their first step into the market. Secure their future today. Visit atlincondos.ca to register now.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Satisfy your musical theater cravings with Waitress. June 12th to August 3rd at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Join the colorful characters of a small town diner as they cheer on waitress and expert pie maker Jenna in her pursuit of her dreams of a better life. With a delectable score by Grammy Award winner Sarah Bareilles, this energetic and emotional musical is a treat for the ears and soul. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. Waitress. That's artsclub.com.
Right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit just how we like it. We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
Good Friday morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Oh, it's been a really nice start to this day. We've got some blue skies and sunshine. No stalls or accidents right now. Enjoy it. Tried Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. Weekend weather for Choices Market. Choices Market has been awarded Organic Retailer of the Year by the Canada Organic Trade Association. Thank you for trusting Choices with your organic shopping needs. We've got sunny breaks ahead today, some showers tomorrow, sunny breaks back on Sunday. The high today, 20, right now, 14 degrees.
the Bengals. Manic Monday on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show with Nat, Drew, and Aaron. Good to have you here this morning. Nothing humbles you quicker than seeing what the winning word was in the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee. When you see what that word is and what these young geniuses can spell, and you just sit there feeling like a big puddle of dummy.
Yep.
Because of what they can spell, and half the time, you, if you're anything like me, have never even heard of the word. Last night was the finals of the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee. Are you ready to hear?
Yes.
Are you ready to hear the final word? Faizan Saki, a grade 7 student out of Texas, had a chance to win it all last night. The final word?
Your word is... Éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement. Nat, spell éclaircie. It's the definition, oddly enough, is the clearing up of something obscure.
Wow.
Éclaircissement. Nat, go.
Can you tell me the origin, please?
I just gave you the definition.
The
Nat, go.
The root.
Nat, go.
Éclaircissement.
I'm going to go with the spelling like the pastry.
Okay, so Aaron, start.
Éclaircissement.
Oh, I knew it! But good job, you got far.
Okay, éclair, so stop at the R.
No, let's go to the winner here. So you got off to a good start. You went E-C-L-A... And then I think things went off the rail. Faizan, save us all!
Éclaircissement. That is correct!
Oh, it's French! Éclaircissement.
Nat has pronounced this word four different ways. I love the excitement that builds in his voice as he's getting towards the end and he knows he's going to nail it. He was the runner-up last year.
Exactly.
And then won the whole thing this year.
So good. It really is pretty incredible, the idea of just how much prep that these kids put into it. Like they are memorizing the dictionary, and that there's a level, like incredible level of bandwidth to be able to do that.
Agreed.
And it's not like he's stalling for time like we stall for time.
Who was stalling for time? Like, it's a legit thing to do in a spelling bee when you ask for the origin of the word.
You compare the word that Faizan Saki spelled last night to win with this new list of apparently the most misspelled words in North America. The most misspelled word is definitely... And last night, Faizan Saki nailed éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. How did he say it again?
Hold on.
Your word is éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. That's what I got. That's what I was.
Not only can Nat not spell, she can't read off the page.
I don't have the page in front of me.
You looked it up to see if it was French.
No, I didn't.
Congratulations, Faizan. Congratulations. Yay. We want you, speaking of winning, to win tickets to see Katy Perry in a suite at Rogers Arena. We've got one last pair of tickets to give away. That's on the way just after 8 o'clock.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all.
today's best variety. Move 1035.
Yeah, I'm in my PGE, baby. Oh yeah, so glamorous. I don't care. I'm in my pretty girl era. I'm a star when I see myself in the mirror. Oh, tis the season, it's the hearty time of the year. I don't care. I'm in my pretty girl era. I don't care. Wake up gorgeous every morning. I'ma put a ring on it. 14 carats, horse and carriage, Cinderella.
Davis with Move 1035 traffic is for Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $15 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. It's been a nice morning for drivers this morning. Not a lot of issues, and that remains the case. We have one crash. It's in Langley, 200th and Willowbrook. Heavy southbound delays right now. When it's time to renew your car insurance, get trusted advice with BCAA. Just give them a call, stop by your nearest location, or go to bcaa.com. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. A little windy, mostly clouds tomorrow, some showers, but the sunshine is back, at least a few sunny breaks on Sunday. The high today, 20, right now, 13 degrees.
Move 1035's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
A memorial has formed in Horseshoe Bay this week after a four-year-old boy was killed when he was hit by a bus. And the suspect in the Lapu Lapu festival attack is in court after being ordered to undergo a mental health assessment to determine if he is fit for trial. A wildfire has led to an evacuation order in the Peace River area and a highway closure in northern British Columbia. The alert by the Peace River Regional District is affecting properties around Kelly Lake Road. Manitoba and Saskatchewan have declared states of emergencies due to wildfires there. The number of people evacuated is 18,000. There are 160 wildfires burning in our country right now. Collectively, they have already burned more than 1.5 million acres. That is 40% above the 10-year average for this point last year. And the city of Vancouver and all of us living here have had a love-hate relationship with crows, but apparently we love them more than we hate them. Psychologists Suzanne McDonald and Laura Adams say the survey of almost 500 people found 67% have positive feelings about crows, even if they have been dive-bombed.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And your show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
It's the reunion that some people, including myself, have been waiting for since 1999. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook. Details in what's trending.
Plus,
tickets to see Katy Perry in our suite at Rogers Arena July 22nd. One more round of Hot or Cold coming up, but first is Benson Boone on Move.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. Here for someone else.